From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. The words Ninth Ward have come to symbolize a ravaged New Orleans, but the damage to the city is widespread and rebuilding efforts will take years. One of the many questions facing the Crescent City is whether homeowners, government, and business will collaborate to rebuild the city or compete for control. NPR's Farai Chidea takes a look.
In the lower Ninth Ward, even the animals are gone. After Katrina, arsenic and lead washed into the soil, and toxic mold spores filled the air.
I'm from the Ninth, and you ain't taking mine. What more? I'm from the Ninth, and you ain't taking mine. No more.
Nonetheless, members of the community rallied the Saturday before Mardi Gras. They want the state and federal government to rebuild their neighborhood, not turn it into wetlands or an industrial zone. City Council President Oliver M. Thomas came to the rally. He grew up in the Ninth Ward and pointed to the street where his grandfather once lived.
The people that, from this community definitely need to be at the table with any plans that talks about redevelopment, or even plans that talk about eliminating certain communities. It needs to be a meeting with the people who have lived, died, and toiled in this community. It has to be inclusive.
But rebuilding will be decided in large part by the people who own the New Orleans. So who are they? Today, individual homeowners still control much of the land, but that could soon change. For many homeowners hit hard by Katrina, the buck starts here, a narrow hallway on the 8th floor of City Hall. Now, New Orleans City Hall lies on Perdido Street, whose very name means lost. And those who've lost so much come to petition officials to lower their home's damage assessments. If a home gets a number over 50%, it could be scheduled for demolition, or the homeowners will have to pay thousands of dollars to raise it above sea level. Barbara Wagner flew from San Francisco on behalf of her 99-year-old great-aunt, whose house was damaged in the storm.
Well, it says estimated flood depth was 3.5 feet, and the duration was 11 days. And the damage report, 54.69%.
Did they give you a new number?
Yes, and it should be online in 4 days.
Mission accomplished, Wagner rushes off to handle insurance filings. But getting your damage number lowered is just the start of a long process. Many hoping to rebuild their homes wind up at the Recorder of Mortgages' temporary offices.
We are in one of the infamous halls of the Convention Center in New Orleans. It is a big, huge box.
Desiree Charbonnet is New Orleans' Recorder of Mortgages. Katrina survivors come to her office to get proof of ownership or to cancel their mortgages after using insurance money to pay them off. There's one thing she says she hasn't really seen yet.
We have no foreclosures right now post-Katrina. It's my understanding that many of the mortgage companies are going to try to work with people so that they don't have to foreclose on their homes.
Can you predict that once the banks start really evaluating who's paying or not, that you are going to see a flood of foreclosures?
Unfortunately, I do.
For the moment, many banks are holding off. Wells Fargo, for example, is extending its mortgage grace period until the end of May. But some homeowners are selling instead of rebuilding. And buyers are snapping up property, says real estate investment analyst Wade Regas of Metairie, Louisiana.
It's quite common now for prices to rise 10 to 20% in just that four-month period.
Is New Orleans a good investment?
Well, we have investors arriving from all over the country, whom certainly we have more sales activity now than we had prior to Katrina.
Regas foresees up to 100,000 damaged homes being rebuilt in the next few years, and developers plan to use low-income tax credits to build new mixed-income housing. That's just one aspect of what a new Orleans could look like.
I would expect that areas with substantial recurrence of flood risk may have little residential development in the future and maybe more of an industrial character. And then there'll be more open spaces. I would expect that much of the historic parts of New Orleans will stay as they are. Other areas that are newer and not as historic to evolve.
Private sales may pale in comparison to government buyouts. The state of Louisiana will get federal money to buy damaged homes from their owners. The multi-billion dollar question is, what will the state then do with that property? John McElwain studies housing for the Urban Land Institute, a Washington, D.C. nonprofit.
The state government can do pretty much what it wants to. It can sell the land for development at market value. It can give the land to a city or jurisdiction, county, for public use. It could sell it to a nonprofit, for instance, for some public purpose, whether it's affordable housing, or it could simply hold it aside for a park or wetlands.
In other words, the state could use eminent domain laws to force owners to sell. A recent Supreme Court ruling allows officials to do so not only for government use, but private development.
The question of the use of eminent domain becomes, I think, at this point, critical. If there is an area that should not be rebuilt, and the state moves in or the city moves in to acquire the land and doesn't use eminent domain, the likelihood is that what they will acquire will be a checkerboard. They'll get a piece here, but they won't get a piece next to it.
Some local officials, including State Senator Ann DuPlessis, oppose the private use of eminent domain.
The only way eminent domain is acceptable if it is for the greater good, and it's not for private resale. If we have a situation where, for the good of the whole community, to rebuild this community, we have five or six folk or a group of people who have said, I'm not leaving no matter what, at that point, you have to intervene.
For the moment, Barbara Wagner isn't as worried about the house she's rebuilding as she is the aunt who long made it her home.
I know it really frightened her this time because she's been through many storms, but this was unbelievable. So, yeah, we're just glad she was saved because of her just wonderful spirit. And she brought the family together. She brought so many of us together.
While the federal, state, and local governments formulate their plans for New Orleans, individual families, like Barbara Wagner's, are keeping the city alive.